We flew down this morning from the Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and in order to do that and make it on time for the Pete Wernick Jam on the Creekside stage, you have to get up at 1:30 in the morning.
Woo.
So, we're not too old to have fun with this music and stay up all night like some of these folks do.
After being up all day, and still have to stay up.
That guy did, yeah. Back here on the acoustic bass is a great friend of mine that seriously needs a little more bass in the monitor. And he comes from Sayre, Pennsylvania, but also lives up north of Toronto, Ontario, up where I do. And he's played with me probably, that's good, huh? There he is. He's walking it. played with me in a number of bands on a number of recordings, and he's been my right-hand man for a long, long time with different acts. And now he's working with Mark Johnson and myself as well, but he's my bass player in this Emery Lester Said trio, Mr. Keene Hyatt, back there. And the good-looking fellow over here with the old Martin, with the cool strap. That strap speaks, man. It speaks volumes. Huh? That's too good. He gets lots of comments about that, but this is a wonderful musician. He does too many things to mention well, but we love his guitar playing. He's a great, great friend, and he's played with such notables as Randy Howard and many, many others, and just a wonderful person from Jasper, Georgia, Mr. Al Smith. Here on the Here's a tune that I wrote called Heading South, and man, that was true today, wasn't it? It was snow on the ground up there, by the way, when we left, so it's good to see grass.